Nathan. This is Maryland Morning on Idiot One. I'm Sheila Cast. The overarching goal of the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, is to expand access to health insurance. To do that, it also needs to keep down the cost of insurance premiums. So how are things going? You can get a sense of it from the proposed rates that health insurers proposed to the state for individual health insurance. They proposed those rates last week. State regulators published them last week. And with me now to talk about it is the CEO of the state's largest insurer, CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield, Chet Burrell. We should say that CareFirst is a major funder of our checkup series that we ran last year, and we're very grateful for that. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Sheila.
You've asked for rates that are as much as 30% higher on average than last year. Why?
Mostly reflecting the people who chose to come in through the exchange. We started with rates last year that we thought were as low as we could possibly go because we didn't know who would come in, who would actually enroll, what would their ages be, what would their illnesses be, what would their incomes be. The lower the income, generally speaking, the more deferred healthcare needs they have. So we didn't know, nobody knew what the profile of the enrollment would look like. So we held our rates well below market, waiting to see who would actually enroll. We now know we have enrolled about 56,000 people, about 90% of everything that came through, everybody that came through the Maryland Exchange chose CareFirst. And so based on the statistics that we now have, we know that the people who enrolled are over 20% older.
20% older than
What was in the risk pool before, the people who were enrolled before ACA.
Okay.
So the ages went up, and with age, healthcare expenses go up. We also know that the incomes were on the low end of the scale, which is what ACA intended to do, to reach those people, which is a good thing. But the 80% of the people who came from the exchange that are enrolled with us got a subsidy. And the subsidy amounted to typically 3/4 of the premium they pay is in effect paid by the federal government through the subsidy. But as income goes down, what you usually see is deferred health need. These are people who didn't have coverage before. And so they typically have more healthcare needs.
But we're just halfway into the year, so you don't have really much
claims experience
yet. We don't
have claims experience yet. What we have are the demographic characteristics of the people, their age, their income, where they are. And so we know things from that. But yes, it'll take a year or more for the claims to actually materialize.
We're talking about people who buy their insurance themselves as opposed to getting it on the job. And that's, last year you told me that's about 8% of
the total enrollment.
And that's still roughly?
That's still, yeah, it's growing. The percentage is growing.
So percentage of people buying their own insurance?
Individually, yes.
Uh-huh. And the 30% I just talked about, that's an average.
It's an average. It depends. The actual average is 25%. And some products are a little bit lower, some are a little bit higher. It depends on the product, it depends on the age. There's many products, and product prices vary by age. And this is all specified under the Affordable Care Act. So that percent increase is off of the lowest premiums in the region. And we're adjusting them now to the reality of who enrolled. And the result of that, if that increase were granted, dollar for dollar, it would still leave CareFirst rates very competitive with all other players in the market, and in many cases lower than competitors still.
This picture you just painted for me of who enrolled through the exchange with CareFirst, how does that compare to what you expected or what you
we
were predicting
this.
A year ago?
We expected this, and we deliberately didn't price for it because we didn't have hard facts. So we held back. This is exactly what we expected to have happen, that these characteristics of people enrolling, who are the very people that the Affordable Care Act intended to reach, so we're totally supportive of that, always have been. This helps the community. So the question becomes, what actually happened against the models that you projected? This is what we thought would happen, and in fact it has happened. Now, it's true, the claims haven't all come in yet, But with long-standing experience in the field, we've been doing this for 75 years, you can tell from age and income and from other factors what you think the claims experience is going to be. So we're expecting that the actual costs will go up because people use more service who are exhibiting these kinds of characteristics.
This is Maryland Morning on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cass speaking with Chet Burrell, CEO of CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield, Maryland's largest health insurer. We're talking about the individual health insurance rates that insurers have submitted to state regulators for approval. We spoke yesterday with Joe Mundy, spokesperson for Cigna, which submitted rates for individual plans for next year. Right now, they sell health insurance in Maryland's group market, but not yet in the individual market.
So we have a good familiarity with the market and what folks want and need in this market. And we thought that this would be a good opportunity to develop plans that would correspond with our understanding of the wants and needs of folks in Maryland.
It may surprise some people, having heard of so many troubles with the Maryland Health Exchange, MarylandHealthConnection.com, that there are more companies wanting to get in, presumably provide more competition. Evergreen Co-op is lowering its rates by 10%. Do you expect the market to be more competitive, and is that part of how you price what you propose to regulators?
Our goal in pricing, we're a nonprofit. We operate on virtually no margin, a tiny little margin. Our premiums essentially equal cost. So the first goal of a premium is to just cover the cost and virtually nothing else. We don't have any shareholders to pay. We're not looking to make a profit on these products. We're looking basically to break even. So the premium is priced first and foremost to just cover the cost of what it takes to serve these people. But when you look, I think over time, probably over a 2 or 3 year period, product prices, we would hope and think, will come more into conformity with each other. In the beginning,
what does that mean?
Look more like each other. The premiums that you pay, whether you went to a commercial carrier or you went to us, will be more similar. And when it started out, everybody was guessing what the premium should be because nobody had any experience. But as the experience emerges, as we know who enrolls, we know what their demographic characteristics are, how old they are, and so on, you can better price towards what the costs actually are. Our thought would be that over time, the premiums among the various carriers in the market will become more similar. And I think that's actually what's happening. When we look forward at 2015, the premiums are coming more into conformity. Based on the filing information that we've seen so far, CareFirst still has highly competitive pricing and in the marketplace.
But I guess I'm really asking, when I ask if the market's going to be more competitive, are you feeling competitive pressure?
There's always competitive pressure in the market. We live in a competitive, and we operate in a competitive market. And so you have to compete on price and service and a whole lot of other characteristics. That is the way the insurance market operates. So that is not new.
Some of how you've described this with me this morning echoes what you said a year ago in terms of we don't yet have claims experience. I mean, you made the point. You know more about the demographics, the profile of the people that you're enrolling than you did a year ago. But last year you were talking about perhaps rate increases for several years to come.
Yes.
Is that still how it looks to you?
Yes.
Rate increases of this order of magnitude?
I don't know if it would be of this order of magnitude, but yes, it's likely that premiums would continue to go up, just reflecting the cost of the care of the people. So it's very important to understand the dynamic that the Affordable Care Act set in motion. For years and years and years, what insurers did in Maryland was, and they did this all over the country, was pick and cover only the healthy people.
Mm-hmm.
This was what was called medical underwriting.
And the Affordable Care Act
and
has
the
changed
Affordable
that.
Care Act, one of its main goals was to change that and to say that you will take everybody. Doesn't matter if they have pre-existing conditions.
Mm-hmm.
So typically what happens in a situation like that is the people who most need the coverage because they have illnesses seek the coverage.
Mm-hmm.
So if you insure only burning houses, your premiums go up. So the costs of care of the people who actually seek the coverage drive the premium.
And we're almost out of time, but I do. You've raised a point I just want to ask you very quickly. But the deferred the unmet health needs that were part of what you factored in last year's rate proposal and this rate proposal,
yes.
That should decrease over time.
Not necessarily. The people who come in could have, and we already see this, have multiple chronic diseases that last over time. Heart disease mixed with hypertension, mixed with diabetes, mixed with asthma, on multiple medications. Chronic disease endures. So it's not just a quick fix.
You always leave me with more questions. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Chet Birrell, CEO of CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield, Maryland's largest health insurer. We have links to the rates that all the insurers have submitted on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. The rates are now open for public comment. I'm Sheila Cast. Stay with us on 88.1.